talking about transportation, transporting the past, the present and the future generation. With a taxi, private vehicle or bike, your two bicycle wheel them are a hike. Listen up, we go coulda young or you old, hop on the bus cause we are got the road.
Welcome to The Road, a quick drive into the policies and plans from the transport sector. So what a seat, we soon come back. One already. As major construction works progress in the corporate area and St. Catherine, the National Works Agency is finalizing plans to ensure the efficient movement of traffic along road networks. Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Ramona Lawson, says due to the nature of the pending work, traffic redistribution was inevitable.
The National Works Agency had started very early in terms of planning for this eventuality. And we have identified key areas all along the corporate area network that would have to be upgraded or would have to be changed in terms of how persons would have come accustomed to using that area.
Ms. Lawson says the NWA will implement changes incrementally in line with the work being done in an effort to optimize and regulate the flow of traffic in the corporate area. In the corporate area, there are about six main north-to-south corridors, including Barbican and Lady Musgrave Roads, Constant Spring, Eastwood Park, and Maxfield Avenue. But there is only one major east-to-west corridor, and that is Hope Road into Hagley Park Road. But there is only one major east-west corridor in the corporate area, comprising Old Hope Road, Hope Road, Hagley Park Road, and Marcus Garvey Drive. Ms. Lawson says the NWA's focus is on ensuring that critical intersections along the corporate area road network operate efficiently.
Wherever there's a problem on any part of that network, it can have a ripple effect on other areas. So therefore, we have gone as far as to look at the corridor coming from Caymanas Crossing. That is in relative terms, not proximate to 3 miles. We have gone and done improvements at Cashew Park and Red Hills Road. We're doing those improvements now. Those areas are not proximate to 3 miles. We'll also be doing some changes along Waterloo Road.
The traffic signals at the intersection of George Lee Boulevard and Mandela, popularly known as the Caymanas Crossing, have been improved. A Florida T has also been created, which will result in an uninterrupted flow of traffic from Spanish Town onto the Mandela Highway. The Florida T will also result in two right turns into Portmore and two left turns coming out of Portmore onto Mandela Highway to improve the carrying capacity of the road. East Avenue has also been aligned with Maxfield Avenue to create a more direct transition across Spanish Town Road. The pavement of both roadways has been significantly improved, and two new traffic signals have been installed along Maxfield Avenue at Chisholm Avenue and Richmond Park Avenue. A second lane has also been added to the 6 mile off-ramp.
So when you come to the 6 mile area to get on to Washington Boulevard, an extra lane has been added. It has always been one lane, so that again will improve capacity. Even before we reach there is a particular issue that we're having with the traffic coming along Mandela, and when they reach Palm Kringle Drive, that is in the vicinity of the Nestle building, the decision has been taken that that particular area will now be manned by traffic signals.
For further details on traffic changes and roadwork updates, visit the National Works Agency website at nwa.gov.jm or find them on Facebook at NWA Jamaica. And we've arrived at the end of our program. Thank you for journeying with us. I'm Twyla, and it was my pleasure driving you through a small part of the government's bigger plan to improve Jamaica's transport system. So, until next time, whether you walk, you ride, you fly, sail or load, go on, dear thing, and go on, go do road.
It's time to lose weight, get fit, and win big. The National Health Fund Work It Out Challenge is back with Camilla McDonald. Form a team of 5 individuals and work together to meet your health goals. The more you participate, the better the results. Plus, over $2 million in prizes and giveaways. Remember, team members must have a BMI of 28 or more to qualify. Join the NHF Work It Out Challenge. Enter online at nhf.org.jm by September 4, 2018. The Work It Out Challenge is in support of Jamaica Moves.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.